When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Day ever, or is this the worst day ever? This is the worst day ever, and I'll show you why. You know by now that anytime the Colts lose, we need a pick-me-up. So we go to Sundays here at 79th Paul Creek and get us a chocolate milkshake, and that's supposed to make us feel better. But you know what today is? Today's Halloween. So what do we got? We got closed early because it's Halloween. Are you out of your minds? What's the matter with you people? I need a milkshake. This thing was terrible. Colts lose in overtime. The officiating sucked. The officiating was terrible. That's not the reason that the Colts lost. I'm not blaming the officials for the loss because the officiating sucked on both sides. However, it was really bad. This was a terrible crew. I don't know whether they went out drinking last night or what they did, but this was a terrible crew and they were terrible all damn day. On both sides. My God, Jeffrey Simmons, that personal foul, what an idiot, right? Put the Colts back in business. The Titans wanted to give this game to the Colts, and the Colts wouldn't take it. Carson Wentz, how about this? So with about a minute and a half left in the game, Colts are pinned inside their own 10. They got to go a long way for a chance to tie this thing, right? Or a chance to win this thing. And so what's Wentz do? Wentz flings it left-handed. It's picked by the Titans because he didn't want to take the safety. The Titans take it into the house. They go up by 7. But by doing that, by throwing the pick 6 instead of taking the safety, Wentz gave the Colts an opportunity to get the ball back instead of being behind 26-24 and kicking to the Titans. They are down 7 and receive the ball. Doing what he did in the moment seemed horrifying, right? You're like, my God, what kind of an idiot is this guy throwing it left-handed to them, and now they're up 7. But by doing it, he gave the Colts a chance. And it was a chance that they took advantage of. They move it down the field. They score. They kick the extra point instead of going for the 2, and I get why I'm not... You know, if they go for 2 and miss it, Frank Reich is going to be carried out on the stadium or out of the stadium and taken to Monument Circle, where he would have been flogged. Right? Fans would not have taken well to going for 2 in that moment. It didn't even occur to me in the moment, to tell you the truth. They didn't do that. They went to overtime. They won the toss. They couldn't move it. Punted. Titans couldn't move it. Punted. Wentz throws yet another pick, and then it's over. You know, and that's the way it was. That's the way this thing went. How about this for bad luck? Sometimes you need some good luck to win a football game, and the Colts got a piece of atrocious luck in that first half. Tyquan Lewis intercepts a Ryan Tannehill pass, and he's in the process of returning it. His knee gives out. He falls. He gives up the football. Tennessee, who would have, if the pass had been incomplete, Tennessee would have had to punt. Instead, Tennessee recovers the fumble, and the Colts are left there scratching their heads and scratching other places and wondering what in the hell happened to them and how that piece of horrible, horrible fate befell them at Lucas Oil Stadium this afternoon. Yeah, the defense played well. They didn't play well enough to win. It doesn't matter how well your defense plays. I don't care if Derrick Henry runs for negative 40 yards. If you don't win the damn game, you lost the game. And that's the way this works. All right, Derrick Henry today, 28 rushes, 68 yards. Pretty good, right? But they lost the game. Rocky Sin was pretty good, except when he wasn't. When he bit and came inside on that fake to Henry and Tannehill boots on fourth down, that wasn't good. Playing 15 yards off on a third and 10 to give A.J. Brown the room he needed to go get a first down, that wasn't good. This, now Colts didn't get screwed by the refs. Bad breaks, yes. Titans also got screwed by the refs. If the Titans had lost this game and the Colts had won, the people in Tennessee would be singing the same tune. The refs were terrible. Terrible. But they didn't cause what happened today at Lucas Oil Stadium. The fact of the matter is the Colts are not well enough coached, and the coach or the roster is not well enough assembled to play against playoff teams and win. They're good enough and well coached enough to come close, but they're not good enough to win. And that's the name of the game. All right. I would agree. I would not hire this officiating crew to do any more games. Period. Period. No more games. They were terrible. But, like I said, they were not the reason that the Colts lost. The reason that the Colts lost, A.J. Brown went off. 10 catches, 155 yards. Carson Wentz threw two picks. Ryan Tannehill also threw two picks, but one of his picks was fumbled and recovered, as we said. They played, the Colts did really, really well from the jump. You have to get off to a good start against a team like the Titans. The Colts did that. They did some things well. The going for it on fourth down, look, I get it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All right? No, they can't come back. Anthony, I wish they could come back. We got a comment saying, Colts came back from 1-5. They could do it again. No, they can't. They're 3-5 in an AFC with a lot of teams that are playing well. And you've got the Titans, who are up three games now, plus have a lock on the tiebreaker. So they're four games back, for all intents and purposes, in the AFC South. And four, you got to almost hope for ties among the teams in the AFC North, right? Because you've got three teams in the AFC North who are in a far superior position to make the playoffs as a wild card than are the Indianapolis Colts. You got the Patriots, too. Colts have a game against the Patriots, so we'll see about that. Raiders could fall out of the lead in the AFC West. That could be an important game down the stretch. But the Colts, after playing against the Jets and the Jaguars at Lucas Oil Stadium the next 2 weeks, by the way, a Thursday night game against the Jets, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know that you're getting right back at it. Maybe it's a good thing. You go to Buffalo and then you host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yikes. Look, I can stand here and tell you a happy story about how the Colts are still in this thing and how they could find a way into the playoffs and blah, 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 blah. But what have they done at this point to make you think that they could be successful if they got to the playoffs? Nothing, right? Who have they beaten? They haven't beaten very good teams. They did take the Ravens and the Titans to overtime. I guess that is something. Carson Wentz is exactly what the people in Philadelphia told us he was going to be. He was going to be a guy where you'd go, wow, look at that. And then he's going to screw something up that's going to cost you the game. And that's the way it works with Carson Wentz. It's the way it worked in Philadelphia. It's the way it's working here. The Colts, despite Carson Wentz playing really, really good football, were 3-4. And I know part of that could be ascribable to Carson Wentz and his injuries and the COVID thing, missing practice because of that, the foot surgery, the ankles, all of that stuff. Today, none of that stuff was in play. He threw two picks. One, I think, you know, if we're being honest here, was a really good idea, undreamt of by Carson Wentz. I don't think he said, you know what, I can't take the safety, so I'm going to throw a pick six. I don't think that he said that to himself. The defense did a great job stopping Derrick Henry, but they didn't win. You've got to win games. We don't have enough weapons on offense. No, we don't have enough weapons on offense. We've got Jonathan Taylor. What the hell was Jonathan Taylor doing on the bench? Why was Marlon Mack in a game? We're watching a game. I'm sitting with my wife. I'm like, Julie, I'm telling you, watch. Marlon Mack, gain of a yard and a half. What do we get? Marlon Mack, gain of a yard and a half. That's what you get out of Marlon Mack. If he comes in the game, he is going to get the football, and when he gets the football, he's going to gain a yard and a half. There was also a penalty. That was too bad. Jonathan Taylor did not run for more than 80 yards. When he runs for more than 80 yards in his career, the Colts are undefeated. Since last November 12th, when he hasn't run for 80 yards, the Colts have lost every game they played. How about that? So we got Marlon Mack. We got Nyheim Hines in the backfield trying to run between the tackles. You have the second most productive back in the NFL, healthy. And what do? You replaced him with the game on the line with Marlon Mack or Nyheim Hines. What in the hell is going on in Frank Reich's mind? I simply don't get it. I have no idea what he's thinking when he removes Jonathan Taylor from the game. It makes no sense to me at all. And the second time the Titans faced a fourth down, I was like, watch your bootleg, watch your bootleg. Rocky Sin shoots toward Derrick Henry and leaves nothing but wide open country for Ryan Tannehill to utilize to go get that first down. Absolutely ridiculous. Yes. So, the two holding calls. Great point. Right? Two holds. Jonathan Taylor, on those two runs, gained a total of 52 yards. And then you back out the 10. Those two holding calls cost the Colts 72 yards. How about Kamoko Touré? What are you doing diving at a guy's knees? Why are you diving at Ryan Tannehill's knees? Why are you jumping off sides? What are you doing? You need many more positive plays to offset the negative plays. I'm still salty about the penalty against Kamoko Touré in the playoff game in Buffalo that completely changed that game. Ridiculous. Should have won this game. Not good enough to win this game. Not well coached enough to win this game. That is the name of that tune. That is what's wrong with this team. Look, start Mike Strahan, you might as well, right? Bad defensive coaching? Well, you know what? I guess what Matt Eberflus thought is, hey, I'd rather get beat by A.J. Brown than get beat by Derrick Henry. So he got beat by A.J. Brown. Dialed up a lot of blitzes. I like blitzes. I like defenses that assert themselves in a game. And I thought the Colts did that a little bit today. I thought Darius Leonard was really good. I thought that Colts team played with as much energy and enthusiasm as they have played with all season long, and still, it wasn't good enough. So if you're Jim Irsay, I think you got to do some heavyweight assessing. What you got and what you want. Because if you want two Super Bowl championships this decade, which is what he states is the goal, I'd settle for a winning season at this point in 2021. Do you have the guys, do you have the brain trust necessary in the front office and on the coaching staff to go get that done? Do you have a quarterback that you trust to be able to go get that done against an elite level team, or at least a team that projects to go toward the playoffs or go to the playoffs, which the Titans are going to do? Let's face it. Titans did not play well, and the Colts couldn't beat them. What are you going to do? Had it with Kamoko Touré. I got to tell you the truth. Awful. I thought Bobby Okereke, I thought he was good. I thought Rhodes, Xavier Rhodes, except for the missed tackle on A.J. Brown's touchdown reception, I thought he was pretty good. Kari Willis came out of the game, and I got to tell you the truth, I like Kari Willis a lot, but I didn't notice that he was gone. The defensive front, I thought was really good. I thought Grover Stewart played out of his mind. The offensive line, you just can't commit those penalties. You can't put guys around the pads. And the officiating crew was abysmal today. And the NFL should be ashamed for putting those guys on the field. And again, that's not the reason the Colts lost. But they were terrible. Bad calls against the Titans. Bad calls against the Colts, too. So there you go. This is not working out this season the way I wanted, the way you wanted, the way any of us wanted, the way the Colts wanted. They were healthy today. They were enthusiastic today. They were at home today. They had to win that game today, and they didn't get it done. So here we are at Sundays for when they lose, try to kind of lift our spirits with a chocolate milkshake, and they're closed because it's Halloween. Is this a business? What are we doing? I'm boycotting this place from right now until the Colts lose again. And then if it's closed, I'll give another chance. But if it's closed, I'm done with them forever. Because there's got to be a consequence. Got to be a consequence. My one complaint about Ballard is his reluctance to sign free agent. Yeah. Although, look, how many free agents really pay off? You look at it statistically, like Julio Jones going from the Falcons to the Titans, right? You think, hey, with Julio Jones, they got something, but Julio Jones can't stay healthy. So they put their eggs in the T.Y. Hilton basket a little bit, and that really hadn't paid off. So, please, stop it with the Jacob Eason business. I don't want to hear any more about Jacob Eason. If Jacob Eason or anybody else had played quarterback for the Colts this year, do you think they would be a better team than they would have been with Carson Wentz? It's just absolutely insane. Just stop the madness. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Nostalgia move by the Colts. Kind of what you got with T.Y. Although T.Y. played pretty well last year. Yeah, I'm just, it's going to be November. I know. Chad Kelly. We love third string quarterbacks here. We don't love the backups, but we love our third string quarterbacks, man. Jacoby Brissett's terrible. He should never play. But Chad Kelly, he's the guy. You know, not Brett Hundley, but Jacob Eason. He should be the guy. We're crazy people. Come on, Cam Newton. You know, and I would have signed Cam Newton. They got a couple of million under the cap. I think they could get it. So, you need receivers, and you need Jonathan Taylor on the field all the time. Does he have asthma? Does he have bronchitis? What is it? Was his O2 level, his oxygen level, not manageable? I don't understand why Jonathan Taylor is not on the field constantly and why you would put Marlon Mack on the field just to make him feel better. What the hell are you doing? That's malpractice. Bringing Marlon Mack in for a Jonathan Taylor play is craziness. Makes no sense. You know what? Maybe I'll make my own milkshake. I'll get in there and maybe I left the big door open. We'll see. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early. And remember, for all your sports wagering needs, you go to mybookie.ag, best place there is. And if you got teeth problems, you go to Today's Dentistry. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.